The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Hamleys, the toy store, are marking their, is it their 265th birthday? The nice round 265th birthday by releasing a list, the 100 top toys of all time. Lego is up there. Rubik's Cubes are up there. Plenty of other things up there. Henry McKean, our own toy master, has been looking into this. Henry, what have you found?
Yeah, Kieran, it's a landmark birthday, really, when you reach your 265th. And like that, Hamleys, they used to be here. They used to be in Ireland. They're not here anymore.
Were they?
Yeah, they were down there in Dundrum Town Centre. They used to have this amazing shop. But like everything, they have got less stores now, more online. But yeah, we're looking at, you know, these findings, this massive list, 100 different toys. And Lego, it's in no particular order, by the way. Lego, dating back to 1958, is still on that list. The Barbie doll, a billion sold. They'll be going up soon with tariffs, but at the, because they're American and Chinese, they're both. Also, the Rubik's Cube, 500 million sold. I still have one of those at home. And the Monopoly board.
Can you
I
do
love
the Rubik's
Monopoly.
Cube?
God, no, I can't.
Yeah, no, I can't either.
I know we did have a presenter in here that could do it.
Gavin Riley.
No, keep going. The name will come to me. It will come to me.
I thought you were being coy. You actually can't remember.
No, I can't remember.
God, that's bad.
My memory. Maybe this is why I was never good at the Rubik's
Chris
Cube.
Chris Donahue.
No.
Ivan Yates.
Keep going.
Claire Byrne.
No, it's a little bit, you know, off center. They think outside the box, but you'll get there. Keep going. But yeah, we're talking about sparking childhood joy. We're talking about the fact that
George
it went
Hook?
From, not George Hook, no, wooden toys to tech.
Dunphy.
Keep going.
McWilliams.
Keep going. You're nearly there. You're nearly there. I promise you.
Kybert.
It's not Damien, no. I promise you, I will give you that name when it comes to me. I promise you. But we talked to perhaps one of the oldest Irish toy stores, Nimble Fingers, Catherine Staughton. And I want to start by saying the Late Late Toy Show started there. A researcher went in there and thought, you know what, maybe we could, you know, bring these toys into studio. That's how the inspiration started. Here is Nimble Fingers.
The researcher at the time came in here and, yeah, came up with the idea. It started as a slot and then went from there.
We can hear customers behind us. We're still busy. For you, when it comes to the best, the greatest toys of all time, you know, the fact that some of those toys we're still playing with today.
Yeah, exactly. So I think the likes of, obviously, Lego stood the test of time, Brio, Playmobil. You know, the reason these stand the test of time is because of their toy value and the quality. You know, we get a lot of customers, they've put their Brio up in the attic for 30, 40 years and then they bring it back down again and the grandkids start it all again.
And Cindy's right up there. Why do you think Cindy was so popular? She was a little bit cheaper than Barbie.
We never sell Cindy's now or Barbie's, but we do sell another alternative, Lottie dolls. They're an Irish alternative. They're a great brand, but I think they just encourage imagination and, you know, they're great. They're great for children, yeah, and their development.
And Brio is still going strong.
Yeah, Brio is a big brand for us. It's just brilliant. The quality is there and, again, encourages kind of imagination and kids get hours and hours out of, you know, just sitting there playing with them.
And electric toys, I mean, they've been around a long time, starting with Scalextrics. These days, it's stuff like Switch and obviously computer games as well, Nintendo Switch. For you growing up, what was your favourite toy?
Well, I was kind of into a lot of outdoor toys, so, you know, skipping ropes, trampolines, anything. Bubbles, things like that. I liked art and craft as well, which I didn't see mentioned in that list. And jigsaws, things like that, which, again, you know, they've...
Brilliant for kids, so they've been around.
Time. Exactly, yeah. But, yeah, I suppose a lot has changed, but a lot has remained the same as well.
And you still love it?
I still love it, yeah, yeah. I think another thing that wasn't mentioned as well, I know they're not toys, but books... you know, I just remember being enthralled by books and reading them over and over and over again. And they're just so good for kids' imagination and, you know, just sitting down and having a bit of quiet time, I think, is really important as well.
I've noticed you still have the little Snoopy Fisher-Price toys, as well as the chatter telephone, the famous chatter telephone. This toy is still going.
Yeah, I find that one particularly funny because, you know, the children aren't familiar with these types of phones, but they still love just playing with them. But yeah, it's a great toy for sure.
Okay, so that is Nimble Fingers, Catherine Staunton there. I'm still trying to work out who this News Talk presenter was.
Who can do the Rubik's Cube?
Sheila Shoiga.
Keep going. The name will come to me.
Orla Barry. Sarah McInerney?
No.
Jonathan
going.
Healy?
Not that I know of.
All right.
Just keep
okay.
trying.
You met your mum, did you, when you were out and about?
No, I did. I mean, we were there in Stillorgan and yeah.
Randomly?
Yeah, I was driving into Stillorgan. That's where Nimble Fingers is. And I was like, ah, how are you, mum? She was out doing some shopping and getting a coffee. Basically, I put it to her and others about their favourite toy.
I bumped into my mum, Rosemary McKean, outside this toy shop. For you, what was your favourite toy growing up?
Well, I know you're going to think this is rather strange, Henry, but my favourite toy as a little girl, and we were living in England at the time, was a lovely black dolly. And I called her Betty. And you know what? I used to knit clothes for her, and I can now visualise the colour, royal blue and beige, a top and a skirt, and I thought she was the bee's knees.
Favourite toy growing up was a Transformers toy.
Transformers. I loved Transformers, and yeah. My friends would buy them for me for my birthday, but my mum would take them back to the shop and replace them with story tapes, so I never had a Transformer.
Transformer toys are amazing. I absolutely love them. Like, I used to have this one, Bumblebee. I used to love him, just always play
Bumblebee,
with him.
Bumblebee, fantastic.
You know Bumblebee?
I do.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Optimus Prime, or every memories, nostalgia.
What's your favourite toy?
Maybe Stitch toys. Maybe like...
You love Stitch?
Yeah. I have like lots of teddies of it and I have some toys of it.
Lego, not really.
Probably Lego when I was growing up.
My favourite toy when I was younger was Thomas the Tank Engine. I had like all the sets and everything.
And your favourite engine, your favourite character from Thomas the Tank Engine?
Thomas.
Had to be Thomas.
Yeah.
All right, Henry, I'm still trying to work out who this might be. Somebody's texted in to say it's like a Father Ted episode, guessing the name of the priest. Father Chewy Louie. Dil Vikramasinghe.
Oh, no.
Keep Sean going. Defoe.
No, it wasn't him. He couldn't do the Rubik's Cube.
I'm running out of presenters.
Even though he might have.
Who might have been able to do the Rubik's Cube. Anyway, that was your mum talking about her favourite toy. Tell me about the Dolls Hospital.
Yeah, so this Dolls Hospital, it's been around for years. It started there in South Great Georgia Street, I think since the 30s, and then it moved to Powers Court Shopping Centre. It's now gone. And they used to restore and repair dolls and teddies. Their founder, she's now retired, and she's joining us from North County Dublin. Here is Melissa Nolan.
Why are some toys timeless and others fade away? In my experience, running the Dolls Hospital from the 1980s to 2021, sentimentality and emotional connection play a huge part. About 80% of the repairs were dolls and teddy bears. They always arrived with the story of how and when they were received, how they had travelled through their lives together, and all the memories, happy and sad, they had carried within them. These inanimate objects became real with love and time. The brands and the quality do help with longevity, but the cheapest of toy will get the same love. There is great sentimentality in watching your children and grandchildren play with toys that you had and enjoyed. For me, seeing my grandchildren play with their parents' toys, which are over 40 years old, can be quite emotional. Customers seek to replace a special toy they received in their childhood, like Cindy, Barbie, Tressie, wanting to bring back the memory of the time when they received them. Traditional toys like dolls, teddy bears, dolls' houses, blocks, yo-yos, Lego, spinning tops, they will always be around. They have both durability and play value and, of course, emotional connections. In the early 90s, I introduced a range of traditional toys into my shop. They were a huge success as they were not readily available in toy shops at the time. The toy market has since realised the popularity of these traditional toys, so they are now readily available in some shops and online.
My apologies to Melissa Nolan there, talking about the Dolls Hospital and what have you, but Henry, I'm still trying to work out who this presenter is. Shona Murray?
No.
Declan Carty?
No.
Eamon Keane?
No.
Shane Coleman or Kira Kelly?
No, no, none of those names. But I think I have it. The person, the member of the presenter who can actually do a Rubik's Cube without any effort is Stephanie Prizman.
Can Stephanie do one?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah, just like that. I think she's a genius.
Amazing
I think
stuff.
She's
What, were you a Rubik's Cuber?
I was rubbish at it. I actually loved Lego City Airport. That was my favourite.
Was it?
I absolutely
loved it. Did you get it for Christmas?
I got it for Christmas. It was just the best gift ever. I loved it so much. And I know we're not talking about teddies, but we kind of are. Also, I had Tom and Jerry. I had Jerry, basically a beautiful teddy. I still have Jerry from Tom and Jerry
wow.
to this day.
So that's your favourite. Does your mom still have that Lego squirreled away somewhere?
I now have it and I've given it to my son.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which is lovely and nostalgic. And that's the thing. You can pass it down. I mean, there's a comfort to it too and an educational value. It's just absolutely beautiful. And very, very quickly, what's your favourite toy growing up?
Lego as well, Blacktron Spy Base.
Oh, okay, okay. I loved He-Man and this guy also loved He-Man.
I used to love the He-Man characters.
Did you have Battle Cat that He-Man rode?
No, I think that was a bit too pricey at the time, but I do remember having He-Man himself and the little kind of ghost fella, Eco, I think his name was.
And did you have Castle Grayskull?
Little bits and pieces, but to be honest, you know, you could take out a mortgage to fund all that.
What's your favourite toy right now?
Probably Lego.
You love Lego?
Yeah.
And what about you?
Monster High Dolls.
What's that?
They're like from a movie called Monster High, and there's like dolls from it, and there's this big, it's like a high school, and there's this big high school dollhouse that I have at my house.
Action Man is up there, the Teletubby doll, Furby, the Frozen singing doll, and the Nintendo Game Boy. For you, what was your favourite toy?
It was actually Model Railways.
So you loved the Model Railways?
Yeah, Lima, I think, was the manufacturers. So Model Railways, yeah.
It would have been the Nintendo DS.
That was your favourite
toy?
The
Mario Kart game, yeah, that was brilliant.
You loved that?
And the Wii as well.
And you loved the Wii. And your kids, what do they play with these days?
iPads, Spider-Man, the Hulk.
So lots of tech is in there too?
A lot of tech, yeah. I think when we were younger, a lot of the toys were more kind of manual rather than tech, weren't they? Like years ago, we'd have like Lego blocks and stuff like that, but I think now a lot of kids are playing with online stuff, which is great as well. Like, it's not bad. Like, my kids have learned an awful lot from tech. But yeah, a lot of toys were definitely more manual back then.
What was your favourite toy growing up?
Lego.
087 1400 106. What was your favourite toy growing up? Henry McKean, thank you very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.